You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. It is Friday, which is a good thing, but it's made even better by the fact that today, Friday the 18th of October, is one of my favorite days of the year. It is Champagne Day. Ah, can we have a moment? I am delighted. I'm going to be celebrating with one of my favorite Tsokgosan properties. And there are a number of Tsokgosan properties around the country that are going to be running some incredible specials on bubbly MCC champagne from today, 18th of October, until the end of the month. So find out more. I'm going to be sharing about that because I'm so excited. I've also got two super exclusive interviews on the show today. The first one is with Didi Kunal, who reprises her role of Celie in the musical The Color Purple, which is heading back to our stages for the third time next year, and I'm delighted to see the production again. And I chat to Didi to find out a little bit more about how she's planning on tackling the role this time round. And I also chat to international fashion designer Kehendo Mateen, who recently showcased her Kehendo range at the AFI Fashion Week last weekend. I got to see very stunning collection, loads of bold prints and colors, very, very stunning for summer. And I chat to Kehendo and just find out a little bit more about the inspiration behind her collection and what she's got planned for the rest of the year. So, without any further ado, let us kick off. So I know you now your tongues are hanging out. You want to know what's happening with Champagne Day. So it is the 150th anniversary of the iconic Moët & Chandon Imperial and the 50th anniversary of Tsokgosan Hotels. And true to form, Tsokgosan are pulling out all the stops. The celebrations start today, Friday the 18th of October, and carry on right through till the 31st of October. Incredible discounts on champagnes and MCC, Moët, Veuve Clicquot, and their Simon Serre-Karp Siphon Coupe ranges. Prices range from 740 Rand right down to 160 Rand. And you can enjoy these incredible specials for the rest of the month at the following hotels. If you're in Joburg, check out the Sandton Sun, the Palazzo at Monte Cassino, that's where I'm going to be celebrating, Holiday Inn Sandton on Rivonia Road, Southern Sun Hyde Park Sandton, Southern Sun Monte Cassino, and if you're down in Cape Town, Southern Sun Cape Sun, Southern Sun the Cullinan, and Southern Sun at the waterfront. Don't worry, Durban. Southern Sun Elangeni and Maharani in Durban are part of the festivities, as well as the Beverly Hills Hotel in Umhlanga. So make sure that you head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. It is the first post on my page, Champagne Day. Go and check out all the hotels, all the prices, and there's some moments that are going to be going on throughout the course of today. So if you're around, in and around Joburg, make sure to check those out. And of course, you can find out more on the Tsokgosan website as well, tsokgosan.com. Go check that out. Carrying on with the festivities this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday the 19th of October, is International G&T Day. Did you know that? I did not know that. So now you know, and what better way to celebrate than in true Monte Cassino style. They're offering some decadent and flavorful gin and tonics. I'm excited. I'm also going through tomorrow for Booktown. So if you're a rugby supporter, or your hubby or partner's a rugby supporter and you're not that big into rugby, why don't you go and check out International G&T Day? Portugala Restaurant are going to be partnering with Gordon's Gin tomorrow, Saturday the 19th of October, to celebrate International G&T Day. You get a buy one, get one free special on any of Portugala's G&T cocktails from the cocktail menu, which is valid, and the offer is valid from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. So if you and Monty do that. Onto the Booktown front, yay! The outdoor piazza at Monte Cassino is going to be completely transformed into green and gold to celebrate Booktown. I'm heading through tomorrow to go and check out the game for a little while and sip on some G&T. So there's a great idea for you for this weekend. Big news: Sun International's iconic Sun City is where a brand new Hard Rock Cafe has opened up. 485 square meters state-of-the-art cafe featuring Hard Rock's new design style and latest technology is now open, bringing the brand's one-of-a-kind blend of music, entertainment, iconic merchandise, and authentic American flair to the Northwest Province at Sun City. Go check that out. I think that looks really cool. I've got more information on my website, heatherhook.com, or of course you can also check out their website, hardrockcafe.com. This looks incredible. I think a trip to Sun City is well overdue. I'm going to be hoping to go before the end of the year and go and check that out. So if you're heading to Sun City, make sure and go and check out that new Hard Rock Cafe. I'm also looking forward to this weekend, Saturday evening, I'm heading through to check out Nathaniel's latest show, which is called When Giants Waltz. Now, Nathaniel is no stranger to performing on screen, on stage. He is a force to be reckoned with, and I am delighted to see this latest show. It is, of course, staged with his trademark lighting and very dramatic wardrobe, and he uses his stories in English and Afrikaans to look at the age-old phenomenon of the big versus the small, the struggle between the indestructible and the threatened, and the war between the individual and the establishment, the debate between the political and the intelligent. He's going to be performing a number of numbers in true Nathaniel style, and his wardrobe and his costumes are to be seen to be believed. So this is going to be absolutely incredible. This is taking place at the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace, which is 64 Jones Road in Kempton Park. And tickets range between 128 Rand and 490 Rand and are available on CompuTicket.com. When Giants Waltz with Nathaniel. Looking forward to that. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I got to catch up with Didi Kunal, who's reprising her role as Celie in The Color Purple next year. I get to chat to her and find out a little bit more about what people who maybe haven't seen the show can expect and what she's planning to do with the role the third time round.
I'm so grateful. Like, when do you ever hear of an opportunity to play, like, a huge role like that for the third time? So I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to stepping into Celie's shoes again. There's still a lot of people who haven't seen the show, and they're excited because now they finally get the chance to see the show. So I'm really excited. I'm just happy.
And tell us, how are you going to do anything different this time around? I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never played a role like this sort of three times in a row. Do you get to sort of experiment and try different things?
You know, usually with musical theatre, once a show is set in stone, and they say once a show is done, it's frozen from the opening night. So I guess we'll see. Maybe in the rehearsal, because we do have a rehearsal phase before our third run at the Joburg Theatre in April. And so maybe, who knows, maybe the director might be inspired to try something a little different. I don't know. So we'll see.
We'll keep an eye out. Now, there are obviously some people that haven't seen The Color Purple before, or haven't seen this production before. What can they expect, and why should they come through?
Well, you can expect the same as last year, but a slightly different cast. Not everyone will be back. There's a different actor who's an established theatre performer playing Mr. But Lelo Ramasimong will still be Shug. I'll still be Celie. Neo Modelu will still be playing Sophia, and Yami will still be playing Harpo. And so we're just kind of excited for, because I don't know, a new feeling comes with doing a show when you have a slightly different cast, but they're amazing and I'm looking forward to working with them. But yeah, people can expect again to laugh, cry, stand up with joy and just engage in watch a really beautiful story about a woman who, you know, really started off quite disempowered by her society, but then grows into her own and finds her own unique voice, and it, just the beauty of seeing that. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Inspiring story.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, it's going to be amazing.
And just a quick disclaimer from my side, don't forget to take the tissues with, because I bawl every single time.
That too. I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting that it gets intense, but beautifully so.
Yeah, very, very beautifully. And did you people want to book their tickets? What are the dates? Where can they get their tickets from?
Okay, so it's around mid-April, and it'll be running for 2 weeks. I guess it's because it's a Bon Voyage run. It's a run that we're having as just the Joburg Theatre before the cast goes overseas to tour. Mm-hmm. And you can get your tickets online at the Joburg Theatre, www.joburgtheatre.com. Or is it Co.Zere? I don't know.
I'll double check.
I think it's Co.Zere. I think it's Co.Zere. And yeah, you can book online. You can actually go to the theater physically if you're watching any shows at the theater, and get your tickets at the box office.
That, of course, is on the stage at the Joburg Theatre from April the 2nd to the 12th, 2020. It is well worth it. I cannot advocate going to see the show more than enough. I cry every single time. It is such a powerful and dramatic story. And audiences, if you haven't seen it before, will love it. If you've seen it before, you will love it even more. Go and make sure that you get your tickets. You can obviously book on joburgtheatre.com or at selected Pick and Pay stores. Now, I got to get hands-on. If you're more of a like a homebody and you don't want to be out and about this weekend, I got to experiment with a brand new game from Mattel. It is called Pictionary Air. So you know the old Pictionary where you draw the picture and everyone's got to guess? This is completely different. This is drawing with almost like a lit up sort of a wand in the air. And those that are playing with you, watch it on the app, on their smartphones, and try to guess what you're drawing. I am a terrible drawer. It has, you know, been ascertained that out of the five that I had to draw, my partner could only guess one. It is quite an art drawing with that sort of magic wand, but it is an incredible game for the whole family, and we were in absolute hysterics. So if you want to get your hands on Pictionary Air, it is available for kids, or it's best suited for kids 8 years and up, and of course the whole family, and it is available at selected toy stores countrywide. I think it retails for about 499 Rand, if I remember correctly. Comes with your cards, comes with a pen and a battery, and have an absolute blast at your braai or family entertainment evening this weekend. I really enjoyed that one. I got to catch up with international fashion designer Kehendo Mateen recently. She showcased the most stunning collection at AFI Fashion Week this past weekend. And I got to catch up with Kehendo, find out a little bit more about her inspiration for the stunning, colorful collection and what else she's got planned.
The inspiration was really a nod back to when I started my brand nearly 10 years ago. I used to use a lot of African print fabric, but I've started developing my own prints. So this print was actually a collaboration with a Nigerian artist where I took one of his paintings and turned it into a digital print. And I really wanted to give a nod back to, you know, African culture and heritage. So it looks very much like an African print, but then it's very flowy and with the bright colors and bold prints.
Very feminine, very summery.
Exactly, very resorty, yeah.
Very cool. And where are you available if people want to find out more, purchase your items? Where can they get hold of you?
Yeah, so currently I'm looking for a stockist, you know, here in South Africa.
Hint, hint.
Superbalist, you know. But until then, I have a little pop-up here going on the designer boutique. But then online, I do ship international. So you can purchase the pieces online on kehendo.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, I believe you have an incredible female CSI project that you're working on. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, so you know, I love supporting women, and I really want to collaborate with women artisans. So I'm collaborating with some refugee artisans in Kenya to create more fabrics for my collection.
Fantastic. So you're empowering them, and they're
exactly
helping you,
and they're creating, like, they're getting paid a fair living wage, and it's a sustainable job, so they can then, you know, help their families, take their kids to school. Yes. And feel empowered. Yes.
You can, of course, find everything on her website, kehendo.com, K-A-H-I-N-D-O.com. Absolutely beautiful, very vibey, very colorful. I love it. I stick around. I may be wearing some of these prints going forward. So dates to diarize coming up. Gold Reef City's Halloween date night is not to be missed. It is also not for sissies. It's going to be spectacular, even if you will, haha. Gold Reef City, our most loved entertainment spot, is calling on all adrenaline junkie couples. It's date night and it's Halloween, and it's all wrapped up into one fearfully fun evening on Thursday the 31st of October. So the cost is 990 Rand per couple. You get five frightful rides in the dark, a gourmet picnic dinner in the dark, and a horror movie, yeah, you guessed it, in the dark. Come dressed in your most terrifying Halloween outfit and win prizes for the best dressed couples. Are you brave enough? Let's see. Find out more, of course, on my website, heatherhook.com, or you can also head onto the Tsokosan website, tsokosan.com. That is going to be cool. Another cool set of dates to diarize. The team from Come Join Us and Come Wine With Us are heading off to Durban on the 13th and 14th of November with a new Collector's Reserve range wines from Durbanville Hills. And then they are heading to Joburg on the 27th and 28th of November as well. These events are a must. I always have the biggest blast. So Durbanville Hills is the restaurant or the wine that they're partnering with. In Durban, they are heading to the Village Table in Umhlanga, and in Joburg, they are heading to Salt Restaurant in Honeydew. Obviously, it's quite a lot of information, so make sure that you head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. Go and check out all the dates, the venues, the costs. It's about 450 Rand per person, which includes all your drinks, all your food, entertainment. Always, always, always have the best blast with Come Wine With Us and Come Join Us. So do check that out and make sure to book in advance because they fill up quite far in advance as well. And then last but not least, the 5th annual Joburg International Film Festival is bringing some cool new Italian comedies to our screens from the 8th to the 10th of November. And you can join in all the fun at Rosebank Cinema Nouveau. So there's a host of Italian films are going to be screened over the 3 days, the weekend, so from Friday the 8th until Sunday the 10th of November. And it's always great if you love international films, you love art films, all that kind of stuff. This is certainly one for you, and I'm very happy to be supporting the Joburg International Film Festival for their 5th year this year. I've been involved for, I think, 3 years now. So I'm looking forward to heading through and checking out some of the contemporary Italian directors that are going to be showcasing their films. Check out everything on my website, heatherhook.com, or, of course, the Joburg International Film Festival website is jifffestival.com. Go check that out. That's it from me for this week. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you found some incredible inspiration and cool things to do this weekend, be it out and about drinking with Champagne Day or the International GNT Day, or be it at home playing with your new Pictionary Air or planning your things that you'd like to attend in November. Whatever you do, be safe, be responsible, and I will be back with you again next week. Have a fantastic day ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.